it. Bye-bye.
This is your Orioles Radio Network Game Rewind.
Well, the Orioles now in Houston to take on the team with the best record in baseball these days. The Astros off to a 32-16 start. That's the best start in franchise history. And already enjoying an 8-game division lead. Now, the Orioles, they come in right now looking up at the Yankees in the Eastern Division from 2.5 games out. But the Orioles right now, they've lost 4 straight. And they've lost 10 out of 13. They'll try and get straightened out tonight as they open a 3-game series against the Astros. Buck Showalter in a moment on the Orioles Radio Network.
Rock Abatko here with Orioles manager Buck Showalter on tonight's manager's report. The Orioles trying to get back on track, losing 10 of their last 13. And Buck, when a club's on a stretch like this, is it never just one thing that you point at?
Yeah, you know, until you brought it up, I didn't know that, so that stings. So thanks, Rock. Now, it's not. Early in April, most of April, our pitching was real good, and we really didn't swing the bats that well. And then we've had some challenges with our pitching here in May sometimes, and we really haven't caught up consistently offensively. But, you know, this club, it's around the corner the way I look at it. But you can't hang it on one thing. We don't talk about injuries or schedule or whatever. Everybody's got their challenges, and you better figure it out.
And you mentioned the schedule, and as you say, no one's going to feel sorry for you, but first-place Twins, followed by now the first-place Astros, and depending what happens these next 3 games, it could be the first-place Yankees after that, but I guess you just have to play them as they come.
You know, Rock, I sincerely mean this. This is not something you bring up in here. It's the big leagues. You know, you're facing the best of the best, and, you know, there's an excuse around every corner if you want to embrace it, whether, you know, there's a number of things that you're challenged with in the big leagues, and the schedule's one of them. Hey, maybe in 3 months we'll look back and say we had a soft schedule because those teams aren't as good as everybody thinks they are anymore.
What are the Astros doing right now that's making them so good?
They're just real athletic all the way around. They play on a real fast field here. Most fields that have a roof over them that open and shut are fast fields because they don't get, you know, they can't get enough root growth to really have a thick grass, but which really fits them too. They're very athletic, play really good defense. The bullpen's been solid. Starting pitching, they got one of the best couple of guys in the whole league. So, you know, it's real. And they're going to present a challenge. They got a lot of different weapons they can throw at you in a lot of different ways to beat you.
Rock Abatko back with Orioles manager Buck Showalter on tonight's manager's report. We're talking about the Astros. What should we know about tonight's starter, Joe Musgrove?
4-pitch mix, 90-94, two-seam the ball, good breaking ball. Really, it's a total package. A guy that when he gets ahead is going to see a lot of breaking balls. And like very much like what we saw last time over here, it was a steady diet of off-speed pitches. I don't see that changing a whole lot, especially with the number of right-handed hitters we have in the lineup.
Manny Machado's batting .218 tonight. A lot of fans are asking, you know, what's wrong with Manny? Is this a concern? What are you seeing from him right now? And do you basically, with a guy like Manny, you just trust the track record?
Well, I see a guy out here today in 90-degree heat hitting. I see a guy that wants it sometimes too much, and I would basically say to trust him, things will happen. He'll seek his level. We know that level's pretty good, but he's played solid defense throughout, and he's been a good teammate. And, you know, it's tough on him because when you have that much ability and things, you know, you go through a period where they're not coming to you as easily, it's a challenge, but he'll come through it.
Look, have you set the rest of the rotation for the series? And if so, what can you tell us about the thought process behind it?
Well, we obviously have two pitchers day, and Asher's going to go on Sunday. He's pitched well in a start, and has pitched well out of the pen, and we feel like we got to do a little bit better out of that spot right now. Ubaldo did well last year when we put him in the pen for a period of time and came back, so we're going to see if we can make that formula work again.
And also, it was announced today that the veteran infielder, or 24-year-old infielder Luis Sardinas, cleared waivers and was outright to AAA after you guys had claimed him on waivers a few days ago. What do you know about him, and is it really more about just the depth in AAA while Yanish is up here with Flaherty on the DL?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. He's got some major league experience. We're really well thought of at one time. You know, we have Paul up here, so they're short down in AAA, and nobody we really want to move out of Bowie at this point. So it was a depth move, a good one, and we were able to get him back through. But he's a guy that could help us potentially.
Do you have any feel yet about how long he could be without Ryan?
I think it's going to be more than the DL period for sure, but I'm not going to get into time frames, but I think it'll be more than the 10-day period.
Thank you, Buck. Let's take it back upstairs to Joe Angel.
All right, Rock, thank you. Joe Angel and Mike Bordick in Houston tonight. And in a moment, Bordy, he will visit with Caleb Joseph when we continue with our warm-up show. Right after this. Right, Kevin Gausman trying to get back in the win column tonight as we open a three-game series in Houston against a team with the best record in the game. The Astros right now enjoying an eight-game division lead. In a moment, Mike Bordick and Caleb Joseph when we continue with the warm-up show right after this.
I'm visiting with Caleb Joseph today. Boy, the Orioles have had some tough competition here recently. Just got done facing the first place in the Central, Minnesota Twins, down in Houston for a three-game set over the weekend against the, first-placed Houston Astros, and, of course, looming after this trip, the New York Yankees, who today are in first place in the American League East. Caleb, what are you thinking about this recent competition? It's been pretty tough.
It has, and I think it even goes back to the first month of the season when we played primarily AL East teams, and the East is a tough division. We all know that, and I thought we got off to a nice start. And then, you know, we kind of hit some bumps and bruises here. We're facing some really hot teams, and it just seems like over the past week, when we've done well on one side of the ball, we haven't on the other. And we've got to really find a way here in Texas to get both of those going, because this is a team that plays good defense, they got good pitching, and they score a lot of runs. We're going to have to bring our A game. And it's times like these that really kind of show what kind of team we have, and I know everybody's ready to go. The off day yesterday helped, but we need to get off to a good start here, win game one, and then go from there. I got Kevin Gausman on the mound tonight. Hopefully he can give us a good outing tonight.
A lot of times in baseball, and we've seen it with this Oriole team, is being somewhat streaky. You ride a wave of momentum. You know, Kevin Gausman's had some up-and-down starts. It looked pretty good in this last outing, and certainly something to build off of. Your thoughts on Gausman?
Yeah, I totally agree. Pitching, like you said, you can get into momentum shifts, and especially, too, with the guys behind you and in front of you. The guy the night before throws a really nice game like we saw a couple nights ago with Santana, and then their young stud came out and came right behind him. So I think there's momentum definitely involved. And I know Kevin, he's really hoping for better results. I know his last start, he definitely improved on the one before that. But we're really ready for Kevin to kind of hit his stride and become kind of that top-tier ace pitcher that we all know he can be. It's just a matter of location, fastball command, having that good hard slider, good split. Seems easy on paper, you know, but it is tough. And this is going to be a really nice challenge for him. This is a great offensive team. They got some veteran guys. They've added McCann. They've added Beltre. That really solidified their lineup to a bunch of young core players. Carrera, George Springer. They've got really nice role players, too. Altuve led the majors in hits last year. This is an offensive team, and we're going to really need a good performance out of Kevin today.
What would you say would be just pitching, or does everybody really have to put the right foot forward here offensively as well? Because it seems like the offense started picking up, but there have certainly been inconsistencies here in the last week.
I think there's been inconsistencies in all parts of our game. I really don't think we've actually really hit our stride. There were times last year and the years before we've really just fell into nice grooves. It doesn't mean we won every single game, but we played solid defense. We had really good efforts on the pitching side, and we scored enough runs to keep ourselves in the game. Now it seems like, you know, we may pitch a good game, and we may make a few errors that cost us a few runs, and we don't hit well. Or we hit really well, and we can't seem to hold down their offense. It seems like just one of the three are kind of missing, and we really need to lock that up. I think with our defense, we have the ability, and there's no doubt we have gold all over the field, but we've got to really solidify just little things that lead to bigger things, that may lead to Kevin Gausman throwing seven or eight more pitches, Dylan Bundy having to throw an extra 15 pitches. It's just stuff like that that matters, and especially early on in the season, it matters going forward into their last 10, 15 starts. You try and keep them as healthy as you can, and we can do a better job of that. We can do a better job of hitting. We can do a better job all the way around. The good thing is we're not talking like we're 5-25. We're still in the thick of things, and we just have a high standard for ourselves that we really want to play up to, and it needs to start tonight in Houston.
Absolutely. The Orioles have definitely raised the bar and certainly have enough quality veterans on this team to take them out of this mini slump here. But let's move on to some hockey news. All right, Nashville into the Stanley Cup, taking on the Pittsburgh Penguins. Your quick thoughts on that?
Yeah, super excited. It's a really dream come true for me as a Preds fan. I've been a Preds fan since 98 when they first showed up in Nashville, went to the very first game, been attending 10, 15, 20 games a year, super excited. The Penguins defending champs, it's going to be a really hard-fought series. And, man, I'm telling you, it's the city of Nashville is really excited. And I know Capitals fans. They may not want to root for Pittsburgh, so we'll gladly have you over to the Nashville side if you guys want. So come on and cheer us on.
Yeah, you know that. Caps fans are pulling for Nashville. All right, thanks a lot, Caleb Joseph.
All right, that is Mike Bordick with Caleb Joseph as we continue with our warm-up show. Tonight in Houston, game one of a three-game series. Kevin Gausman comes in as record 2-3, so he'll try and get back in the win column tonight. And for the Astros, his name is Job Musgrave. He comes in as record 3-4. He's just 24 years of age. Musgrave against Gausman, game one in Houston. Oriole baseball is coming up next. This was Kevin Gausman against Job Musgrove, locked up nothing-nothing until the bottom of inning number three. One out, bases empty. That's when Jake Marisnik came up to swing a bat. Then Gausman delivers again. A breaking ball hit the deep left. Oh, boy. That's a mistake. He gave him a breaking ball, and Marisnik hits it over the railroad tracks. His sixth home run. It's a 1-0 Houston lead. Yep, 1-0 at that point. Gausman did a good job just to allow that one run in that third inning. Then came to the fourth inning. Gattis, a leadoff single. And with two outs, Bregman came up to hit. Here's the 1-1 delivery. There's a shot. One hopper to Machado. Diving grab. And while sitting down, underscoped to get the out at second base. What a play by Manuel Machado. Made a diving grab. And as he sat, he never bothered to get back to his feet. He threw a strike to scope to get the lead runner.
That was fun to watch right there. Nice swing by Bregman. Staying short on a Gausman heater. And Machado once again showing why he's a Platinum Glove winner.
Indeed. Wow. So much fun to watch. Indeed. Wow. Manny Machado at third base. Meanwhile, Musgrove, he retired the first seven batters he faced in this game. Then Scope, a double, one out in the third, and they could not score him. In the fourth inning, Machado, a double, one out, but they couldn't score him. Musgrove got him 1-2-3 in the fifth. And then came the sixth inning when Hardy with an infield single to get the inning started. And with Seth Smith up there to hit, with a count 3-2, Bordy now talking about would they or would they not send J.J. Hardy on the 3-2 pitch. We didn't think so, but they did. Now do you send J.J. Hardy here?
No. No, you don't. No, I wouldn't. I'd let Seth Smith go to hacking. Yeah, 3-2 count. Look for a good pitch here. He's seeing everything now.
Yeah, J.J. is one guy you rarely send.
No, yeah, you don't want to put J.J. in motion in this situation.
Spot where you force Smith to make certain he make contact. So the count 3-2, J.J. comes off the bag, and Smith is ready. And there he goes, J.J., they send him. Swing and a miss. Go to second base, out of bounds, a tag, and they got him. So they did send him, and J.J., because Smith could not put the ball in play, strikes out into a double play. And for the Orioles, that's the way things are going these days. In the bottom of the sixth inning, with two outs and the bases empty, the 40-year-old Beltran came up to hit. And the 2-1 delivery, fastball, fly ball, home run, right field. Way back in the second deck, gone, a home run. It is now a 2-0 Houston lead. And a couple of bases empty, home run. So Beltran, by the way, with that home run, is now tied Billy Williams, the great Chicago Cub, for 50th on the all-time home run list. Well, Orioles made a bid to get back in the game in the seventh inning. Machado, a leadoff double, but then Davis popped out. Trumbull flied out. It brought up Wellington Castillo. Musgrove now with 101 pitches. And we've got two outs in the seventh inning. Castillo right back. Musgrove is ready. Machado takes the lead. The count 2-2. Here it comes. Ground ball to third base. Bregman's got it. He throws across to get that third out. So the Orioles tonight, 0-7 with runners in scoring position. They had a leadoff double, and they do not score. Yeah, more frustration. Then came the really frustrating top of the eighth inning. Kim, a double to get the inning started. And then Scope with a shot inside the bag at third base that Bregman dived for and held in the neighborhood and prevented extra bases and prevented a run from scoring. Orioles had first and second with nobody out. And then J.J. laid down a bunt, in which the Astros got confused defensively, and Hardy was able to beat a belated throw to first base. Orioles had the bases loaded with nobody out. But then Smith came up, he struck out. Jones came up, he flied out, and then Machado came up. Devensky against Machado. And here it comes. Machado, fly ball, right center, pretty well hit. Backing up is Springer. Backing up, he's at the wall. He's going to reach up, and he's going to make the catch. Machado just misses one there. Springer made the catch on the back of the warning track in right field. And so the Orioles need the bases loaded. They had them loaded with nobody out in the eighth inning, and they do not score. Boy, you talk about frustration. That's it right there.
Boy, that is a tough one. The Orioles have had a lot of opportunities in this ball game and can't come up with that one big knock.
Nope, and in that eighth inning, they had two hits with runners in scoring position, but neither knocked in a run. And then bottom of the eighth inning, a double by Correa, and then a single by Gattis, and the Astros at first and third with nobody out. Beltran came up to hit, and that's when the Orioles turned a very unusual double play. And the pitch on the way, Beltran, ground ball to Yanish. He's goes to scope for one, and now the throw home. The tag by Castillo got him a double play. Wow. They got their runner at second, and then scope got his man at the plate.
Wow.
Correa ran belatedly, and he gets thrown out.
What a play by the Oriole defense right there. Buck Showalter had called him into a three depth. Now, they're not on the grass. They're still going to be able to turn a double play, but a bullet back up the middle. Yanish takes a look at Correa, freezes him on the third baseline. Quick flip to Jonathan Scope to get the force, and Scope lets the cannon loose, gunning Correa down at the plate. What a play.
What a play is right. Fun to watch. Then came the ninth inning. Kenny Giles came on to pitch. He struck out Davis. He got Trumbo on a comebacker on one pitch. And then Castillo came up, and that's when the game would end. And now Giles, he delivers, and there's a pop-up right field. Should do it. Coming on Springer. He is there. He's under it to make the catch. Well, the Orioles go 1-2-3, and in Houston tonight, a big problem. They get shut out. In the loss column again, their fifth consecutive loss. They've lost 11 out of 14. Same two teams again tomorrow night. Skipper Buck Showalter as we continue with our postgame show right after this. Well, the Orioles did not hit a home run tonight, but your next home run is going to be brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. Play home run rich at scratch-offs. You could win up to $50,000 instantly. Let's go downstairs. Buck Showalter after the game on Massive.
But Buck, yet another close game, and Kevin Gausman gave you a chance. What did you see?
Yeah, it's frustrating. Kevin pitched well tonight. You know, one of the better offensive teams in the league at their ballpark, and everything clicking. We had a really good defensive game. Kim turned in a good job in left field. Thought Seth made a couple good plays, and, of course, a double play we turned was Manny made a great play, but we needed all of them. They were moving the ball around the diamond, but had a couple opportunities we didn't cash in. It's been that way for a while. We really didn't make a whole lot of adjustments to the pitching patterns.
Now, when you get those opportunities, I guess it's a good thing, bad thing. You have to get the chances to try to come through, and just right now they're not coming through.
You said it well. It's one of those things that everybody knows the obvious, including the players, and they're pushing. And sometimes you can try too hard, but we're capable of better, and it'll happen.
Yeah, that's the thing about this team, Buck, because it is a veteran team and the track record is there. They're hustling right to the end. You know it's going to turn because they've proven it will.
Yeah, Jim, I appreciate you being positive about it, but our guys aren't happy about it at all. You know, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to play the game hard. You aren't supposed to grind. And at some point, the game will let you up off the mat and reward you for it. So that's the challenge we have.
All right, Buck, appreciate the visit.
Thank you.
Mike Bordick, same two teams again tomorrow night. Wade Miley against Dallas Keuchel. That should be a good one tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's going to be a great ball game, and I think the Orioles better be prepared. You know, Keuchel obviously having a great year, but he's coming off some neck soreness. So 10 days since he's pitched, and Wade Miley coming off one of his best outings of the year, 7 strong innings against the Blue Jays.
All right, so the game time tomorrow would be at 7:10. On the air with the pregame stuff, all getting underway at 6:30, the postgame show. Brought to you by Browns Honda City. Buy happy with Browns. Until tomorrow night, Joe Angel for Mike Bordick and Tiny Tim Jones. Thank you for joining us. But tonight, bad news. Orioles in the loss column. Houston wins it 2-0. This is the Orioles Radio Network.